You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our show. As you can see, I probably posted the photo of me with our new equipment that we are making it work here. But today, we are discussing the different types of laces. I know, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I know, it's quite hysterical. But there are different types of laces that we use to make a wig. So let me start off with the ones we already know. Like, we know the ones that, you know, the thicker lace, that, you know, most machine wigs are made out of already. You know, they're thicker, they're more durable, they're thicker. Sometimes they come in pretty dark colors. Sometimes they come in almost like green. That always gets me. And then we have, you know, we have stage lace, which is really for stage. It's what it's for. It's what it's made for. It's a little bit more durable than lighter laces. And it's definitely more transparent than the machine-made lace. Which, in my world, that machine-made lace is technically a material. It's not lace. It's a material because it's the strongest lace out there that a machine could actually ventilate on. And that's why you have so many large knots. And I feel that is why, you know, the bleaching of the knots happens and the plucking of the knots, because they're too big. The only way they're too big is because the machine can't make it happen. Anyway, so next we have the television lace, the TV lace, some people call it. It is the most finest, most beautiful lace that is out on the market. Good luck. You will need every patience in the world to make that happen. You will need control. You will need total silence with working with that lace, because it's going to test you. It's going to test you. It is the finest. Like, so fun. Like, I remember it well. 5 minutes to curtain, and the director needed these wigs made out of TV lace because the actors were on stage, and this actress goes to put her wig on with her two fingers, and it went right through. Can you believe it? Right through the lace at 5 minutes to curtain. Oh, that was a true test of life. So then we had to get, like, the understudy wig that was semi-washed, but not really, and kind of curled it. It was a disaster. You know, and it was pretty big. She's a pretty big to-do. Pretty, pretty big. Anyway, so those are the three laces that you're going to be running into with all of the Daniel Coy education. So those are the three major ones. And then we have others. We do have like stretch lace for the back. You know, we have sometimes what we'll do is we'll use theatrical lace in for the back of the foundation and then use TV lace for the partings and the front hairline. Or you can be like me and I'll use the machine made wig hack it to absolute perfection, which means hairlines and partings are down to a T. We get it beautifully. We know how hair grows, so we ventilate it beautifully. Ventilate that up and call it a day. So those are the three, four laces that I use. It's kind of somewhat on a daily basis, but you know, it'll be fine. So yeah, that is my three lace ordeal here. You know, definitely practice with each one of them. Each one you will have to have time to sit down to do one hair at a time. It's going to look beautiful. When you get it, when you get up to that film lace, baby, you it's going to be amazing. The knots go become so small, you can't even see them. It's quite remarkable, all of the leaps and bounds that people have come with lace and using lace and making it the best that you can. So I definitely suggest trying it. It may be difficult at first, but so worth it. If you don't know how to ventilate right now, you can go to danielcoyeducation.com/ventilating kit. And then there, that is where you will learn knotting, how to do your knots really small, how to do single and double knots. You'll get videos with it. You'll get your full kit. So in the kit, it comes with television lace. Of course not. It comes with stage lace. So stage lace. So it's a little bit thicker and you'll be able to work with it a little bit better. So that is the one that's really going to help you boost your confidence and go in and just ventilate. You know, I have a ton of inspo for you to watch. I do it. I have it go. So just take a look-see and see what you really want it to do. And yeah, that's really what this episode is about, is really giving you the information about lace so that you can bring your wigs to the next level. And that is the conclusion of Wig Lace. So you can check me out on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official, and then you can also try me on Wig Hackers. That is new. You can definitely sign up there. There's a lot of people chiming in and giving some amazing, amazing work that they're posting, and all the camaraderie. It's really great. And then you can direct message me if you have questions. So if you do have any topics you want me to talk about during my 10-minute hair reading, let me know. I would love to talk about it. So reach out, send a DM on Instagram, or send me a message on Facebook, and we'll go from there. All right. Thank you so much. And remember, one hair at a time will get you there. One hair at a time.
Thank you. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.